Well, good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, almost every week, we try to bring you the best in cantorial, Yiddish, Israeli, and American Jewish music. Last week, as you know, if you read the note on the upper right-hand box of the homepage, the server was down. And actually, the server was down up until 2 hours ago, and it was a close call. I called Kalman earlier in the day. I said, "Kalman, you gotta help me." And he said, "Charlie, we'll be okay." So I was pleased to hear from Saul that everything is working. And Mickey and Julian, I hope you're listening. And it's going to be an interesting program. I'll give you a heads up for the second hour. We have an interesting special. It's an interview with cantor Jackie Mendelson. And that'll be quite an interesting interview. I'm sure you'll enjoy that. Let's see. Our first selection will be Zero Mostel. And that is To Life. To Life, To Life. L'chaim, a really great, great thought. Zero Mostel. Well, where is Zero Mostel? It's the second. It's cut number 12. Okay, there it is. Here we go.
Here's to our prosperity, our good health and happiness, and most important, to life, l'chaim, 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 to life. Here's to the father I try to be. Drink l'chaim, to life, l'chaim, 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 to life. Life has a way of confusing us. Drink l'chaim to life. God would like us to be joyful, even when our hearts lie panting on the floor. To life, l'chaim. To title my daughter. Something to drink about. Drink l'chaim to life. Who is it?
Mazel tov to Tevye. Today's a wolf.
To Tevye.
To title your daughter. May all your futures be blessed once, not like our present ones. Drink l'chaim to life. It takes a wedding to make us say, let's live another day. Drink l'chaim to life. We'll raise a glass and sip a drop of schnapps in honor of the great good luck that favored you. We know that when good fortune favors two, such men is sense to reason. We deserve it too. To us and our good fortune, be happy, be healthy, long life. If our good fortune never comes, here's to whatever comes. Drink l'chaim to life.
To life. Well, you know, that, believe it or not, that was from the original album, the original cast album. And I don't know what happened there. What was going on? What was going on with that? And you know what happened also. I'm away 1 week and I got to get back to working on the controls. And Saul, I'm trying to stay close. I know you told me not to keep my face too far away from the the microphone. Okay, back. This is Jan Pierce with Mamala. Jan Pierce.
Mamala. Mit Liebschaft will ich rufen dich, Mangele. Beugen mich, schwach dein Hand, a golden Haar zu sie und jedes Kind versteh. Ich gedenk, wie die Flexen mich beruhigen, a Kind von 3 Uhr bloß. Ich darf dir sehen, wie die Flex mir setzen, damals auf dein Scheuß. Mit der Gisch, ob Gewisch, jeden Träger weiß dein Kopf, wie Schnee, wo's fällt. Gott, wie ist die Bank, wo's die Welt greu und alt. Mamele, Mamele, sei gebenst von Gott, Mamele. Liebschaft will ich riefen dich, Mamele. Heute mit schwach dein Hand, a golden Haar zu's die und jedes Kind versteh. Ich gedenk, wie die Flecken mich beruhigen, a Kind von 3 Uhr bloß, ich darf dir sehen. Wie die Flex mir setzen, damals auf dein Scheuß. Mit der Kisch, ob Gewisch, jeden Träger weiß dein Kopf, wie Schnee, wo's fällt. Gott, wie ist die Bank, wo's die Welt grauen hat. Mamele, Mamele, sei gebenst von Gott, Mamele.
Jan Pierce with a magnificent version of Mamele. Our next selection will be Shwecky. Yeah, I'm not into Shwecky, but yeah, he's pretty good. Let's hear Rachem and Shwecky.
Rachel
Was a Shweki with Rachem, and next we're going to hear Avi Rotenberg and Shlomo Simcha with Hine Lo Yanum. Mm-hmm.
ישן, לא יונים ולא ישן שמי ישראל. הנה אלוהי, לא יונים ולא ישן, הישמר, הישמר ישראל. הנה אלוהי, לא יונים ולא ישן, לא יונים ולא ישן שמי ישראל. הנה אלוהי, לא יונים ולא ישן, הישמר, הישמר ישראל.
A.B. Rotenberg and Shlomo Simcha. Have you ever noticed it's hard to frown when you're singing? I'm not saying it's impossible, but it is difficult. And, you know, if you think about singing along, usually there's a smile that comes on your face. Whether you're happy or not, it's hard to say, but I would like to... have you smile for the next two selections. And so it's a sing-along. Yeah, you know the words. This is from an early Dov Seltzer album. I started playing it the other day, and we'll be continuing to go through the entire album. I'll be playing two selections here and there. The next two selections, then. This is a sing-along. Erev Shel Shoshanim, and then we'll go into Eretz Zvat Chalav. Eretz Zvat Chalav Udavash. You're going to have to sing a little louder because I didn't hear you. Eretz Zvat Chalav Udavash.
Yeah.
Udvash, Eretz Abachalav. Chalav Udvash.
Udvash. Well, when I was in Canada recently at the wedding of Zevi Muller and his lovely bride, I had the chance to meet Simcha Stan from Toronto, who has certainly been a mainstay for the program. He has he's been the backup for my recordings, and he has placed so many of the recordings on the old Cantor's World website. Simcha, you did point out that I have been failing to play comedy. So tonight, this is a quickie, and then we'll get to another comedy bit with Freddie Roman in a little while. But this is short and sweet, and I just love it. This is the Rechnitzer Rebbe. Let's hear this.
In 1988. The Rechnitzer Rebbe is the only presidential candidate to declare he will lower taxes and strengthen the social security system. Indeed, he promises further to improve education and expand the housing program for the homeless. Only the Rechnitzer Rebbe has unilaterally declared that he will immediately reduce national spending, establish world peace, and cut the trade deficit by half in his first year of office.
Hi, I'm the Rechnitzer Rebbe. I promise to do all this. It's impossible. Hello.
Hello. Hi. I'm the Rechnitzer Rebbe. I promise to do all that. Impossible. I love it. I love it. Okay, let's go back to the early 80s, the late 70s, and let's hear Shimi Tavori with Borcheno. Borcheno.
Me
Shimi Tavori from about 30 years ago. Let's hear Ohad with Bowie Kala.
בואי בשלום, עטרת בעלה, גם בשמחה ובצהלה. תוך אמוני עם סגולה, בואי בואי קלה.
Weddings, yes, there are a lot of weddings. Let's hear the Matayim Men's Choir from Jerusalem. They'll be singing Mi Adir Al HaKol. This was written by Salman Sulzer. Sulzer, you know, he was from 1804. He died in 1890, so it's an old rendition, if you will. The soloist will be Meir Dorfman, Mia Deer.
Mia Deer al
That was the Ramatayim Men's Choir from Jerusalem. Well, I received this the other day from an organization, One Jerusalem. It's an article, If Israel Goes Down, We All Go Down. In the powerful article in the Times of London, Jose Maria Aznar, the president of Spain from 1996 to 2004, provides a rousing and eloquent defense of the State of Israel. Aznar also uses this opportunity to announce the launch of his new organization, Friends of Israel, composed primarily of non-Jewish Americans, non-Jewish Europeans and Americans. President Aznar is to be applauded for standing up for Israel, standing up for what is right. I'm not going to read the whole article, but just some excerpts. For far too long now, it has been unfashionable in Europe to speak up for Israel. In the wake of the recent incident on board a ship full of anti-Israel activists in the Mediterranean, it is hard to think of a more unpopular cause to champion. Skip here. He says, first, the State of Israel was created by a decision of the UN. Its legitimacy, therefore, should not be in question. Israel is a nation with deeply rooted democratic institutions. It is a dynamic and open society that has repeatedly excelled in culture, science, and technology. Secondly, owing to its roots, history, and values, Israel is a fully fledged Western nation. Indeed, it is a normal Western nation, but one confronted by abnormal circumstances. Uniquely in the West, it is the only democracy whose very existence has been questioned since its inception. In the first instance, it was attacked by its neighbors using the conventional weapons of war. Then it faced terrorism, culminating in wave after wave of suicide attacks. Now, at the behest of radical Islamists and their sympathizers, it faces a campaign of delegitimization through international law and diplomacy. I'm going to skip down to the real threats to regional stability, however, are to be found in the rise of a radical Islamism, which sees Israel's destruction as the fulfillment of its religious destiny. And simultaneously, in the case of Iran, as an expression of its ambitions for regional hegemony. Both phenomena are threats that affect not only Israel, but also to the wider West and the world at large. The core of the problem lies in the ambiguous and often erroneous manner in which too many Western countries are now reacting to this situation. It is easy to blame Israel for all the evils in the Middle East. Some even act and talk as if a new understanding with the Muslim world could be achieved if only we were prepared to sacrifice the Jewish state in the altar. this would be folly. Israel is our first line of defense in a turbulent region that is constantly at risk of descending into chaos. It goes on, and then he says that he decided to promote a new Friends of Israel initiative, and he mentions quite a few names. He says near the end, it is not our intention to defend any specific policy or any particular Israeli government. The sponsors of this initiative are certain to disagree at times with decisions taken by Jerusalem. We are Democrats, and we believe in diversity. What binds us, however, is our unyielding support for Israel's right to exist and to defend itself. For Western countries to side with those who question Israel's legitimacy, for them to play games in international bodies with Israel's vital security issues, for them to appease those who oppose Western values rather than robustly standing up in defense of those values is not only a grave moral mistake, but a strategic error of the first magnitude. Israel is a fundamental part of the West. The West is what it is thanks to its Judeo-Christian roots. If the Jewish element of those roots is upturned and Israel is lost, then we are lost too. Whether we like it or not, our fate is inextricably intertwined. By the way, if anybody would like a copy of this, I'll be happy to forward it to you in an email. You know how to reach me, cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. You should know that by now. By the way, if you have any comments or requests, I know there are many, you can also contact me, cbjmusic@aol.com. The next selection will be Avram Fried. We haven't heard from Avram Fried for a while. And this is Dibor Bai from the album Chazak. It's a 1998 album. This is the wonderful Avram Fried.
Bye.
Avram Fried. I say Dibor Bay. It's Dibor Bay. Okay. That happens. That happens. Simcha, I hope you're listening. I dedicate this to you in Toronto. This is Freddie Roman. By the way, Roman is his stage name. His family name was Kirschenbaum. I only point that out to you because you'll be a little confused by something that he says in this. Freddie Roman.
Fella calls his mother in Florida. She says, hello. He said, Mom, what's the matter? She said, I'm very weak. He said, why are you weak? She said, I haven't eaten in 44 days. He said, why didn't you eat in 44 days? She said, I didn't want to have food in my mouth in case you call. Because Florida is no longer a southern state. Florida is a suburb of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Well, here's what happened to Florida. Nice, normal people from the north got older and colder. They said, we're going to Florida. And the exodus began down I-95. Covered wagons with mink coats flying. And these nice, normal people got to Florida. Something happened to them. They became wackos. For example, the entire state of Florida goes out for dinner 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The early bird special. The state bird of Florida is the early bird. And why do they go for the early bird? Because retired people are smart. They are not going to spend $5 more for the same piece of fish just because it's dark out. So they go for the early bird, but they plan that day. They get up for breakfast 4:30 in the morning. Lunch is 7:45. 3 o'clock, they're ready to kill. And how do I know? My parents moved there 16 years ago. My dad was 73, my mom 71. They bought a condominium. They got a 30-year mortgage. And we wonder why banks are failing all over this country. They moved to a community called Sunrise Lakes, Florida. Phase 3, building 95. Bell and Harry Kirschenbaum. See, when I went into show business, my whole family changed their name to Kirschenbaum. My folks were there 2 weeks. I called my dad. I said, how do you like retirement? He said, I love it. Why didn't you tell me to do it before? 2 weeks later, I called. He said, get me the hell out of here. I said, why? He said, I'm married to your mother 48 years. I'm retired 4 weeks. In these 4 weeks, I talked more to this woman than I did in 48 years. I have nothing left to say to her. Now that I talked to her, I found out I don't care for her. Well, they fight. Oh, they fight. Retired people fight. And fighting is good for them. It kills a couple of hours. And why do they fight? They're not busy. If my mother didn't change banks, she would have nothing to do.
Oh, well, okay, you'll forgive me a word there. But anyway, that was Freddie Roman and about Florida, certainly rang some bells, to say the least. Well, let's see. What are you doing Wednesday night? You haven't made any plans yet for Wednesday night? Well, I have a suggestion. There is a concert that will be an evening of great Jewish music that's taking place at the Riverdale Jewish Center. That's on Independence Avenue. It's very easily reachable. And it's a concert featuring the cantor of the shul, Shimon Kramer. and Netanel Herstick, you know Netanel, a wonderful young cantor of the Hampton Synagogue and of the former New York Synagogue, and Yitzi Spinner from the Hebrew Institute of White Plains. You'll have greetings by the rabbi, Jonathan Rosenblatt, I think he's a grandson of Yosla's. I know he's in the line, and it promises to be a really fun evening, an excellent evening of Jewish music and Kazanis. Again, it's Shimon Kramer, Netanel Herstick, and Yitzi Spinner. Obviously, you're onto my website, and if you look in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see information about that. It's for Wednesday, June 23rd at 7:45, and the phone number for tickets, 718-548-1850, 718-548-1850. And I look forward to seeing many of you there. It's always a pleasure to greet you and to know that you're fans of Chazonis. Let's hear the Chazan of the Shul, Shimon Kramer, and this is Pitchu Li. Pitchu Li.
Oh.
Shimon Kramer, here this Wednesday evening at the Riverdale Jewish Center at 7:45 p.m. again with Netanel Herstick and Yitzi Spinner. I look forward to seeing you there.